Hobgoners!
So our Premier League campaign for the 2018-2019 season don't kick off, and we've been start-up with a loss to Manchester City for our own backyard. Don't be the result where we want yet. Don't be result to be ashamed of. After all, a very, very solid Manchester team we will play against. So now with this one, Arsenal don't lose back-to-back home league games against Manchester City for the first time since 1936. Unai Emery now the first Arsenal manager to lose opening league fixture since Arsenal been lose 0-1 to Spurs for 1986 under Steve Buttenshaw. So, what do we learn from this match? Even against strong team like Manchester City, Arsenal don't show signs, see, they get enough energy to press forward against their opponents. Two, it'd be like, say, we go to play ball from the back, well, they create steady build-up, and if not Peter Cech go still the post, you go get the used to this pattern. Three, unlike Baba Wenger, where they struggle with his zip for bench, Unai Emery, they're very active for the touchline, they shout, give instructions to players. 4. City no go send anybody this season, then they far ahead and get enough options to maintain very good run as they spend money well. Our player spotlight now on top Matteo Guendouzi, yes, our 19-year-old. He been gathered the highest individual points among the Arsenal players with 72 touches and 47 attempted passes. He been faced heavy criticism from some fans on Twitter. We believe say Torreira supposed showcase on the day ahead of the 19-year-old. But make we not forget say this now first competitive match for the Gunners will come be against strong Manchester City side and he still show plenty promise for the game. So he's one to look forward to in the future. Peter Cech now one of our standard performers against Manchester City on Sunday. The goalkeeper been make a string of solid stops including one fine double save for the first half. Cech say the defeat to Man City did disappointing, no doubt. And if he say we been get very good preseason, we in believe say been prepare us well. But he admit say we not fit match the quality of Manchester City for the final third. Cech been still stand gidigba for the inclusion of Guendouzi and believe say based on his performance for preseason, the boy deserving place for the starting 11. Meanwhile, Hector Bellerin did very optimistic despite the loss, and he say in the carry positive vibes as lessons. Enter the next match we will go play, and then a match against Chelsea. In Toxic, plenty games still day to play this season, and even as the next game now against Chelsea, and say go hard small, Arsenal day up to the challenge. Plus, we get a whole week to take prepare for that match. As usual, we get Bucci in the house with a brilliant analysis on the game.
Okay, how did it happen now? Yes, so. City don't start officially, and Arsenal, we don't start well, man. You know, they funny at all. Because before this game, expectations were very, very high. See, Arsenal would do very well. Playing against City, that's the thing we beat us last season, 3-0. Well, season starts, so we say we lose to Emirates Stadium 2-0. The game just started tough weather when City scored 2 good goals, Sterling, and also the second goal with Bernardo Silva scored. The first goal, Sterling goal, they asked that question, too much space. The question when they asked, you see, where the defensive midfielder they? All of them just back go front. And the good example, where Shaka they? For me, I like Shaka all that. Things have been passed in the past, but he lacks so many things. Pace he no gets. In the past, comfortably, everything do yesterday vex me. Pass control the opponent, and also, you know, Baba, the guy in our liability. For me, I think Torreira supposed to enter. I like what he Emery do yesterday. Say players when they mess up, incommode them sharp, and make you no see beyond that. Wenger, because Wenger they give players too much time, and they talk 24/7. So now mentality be the problem, and also, I see fans when they complain, say this, that. Trust me. When manager run the club for 22 years, one game no go change anything. Wenger gets like close to like 1,000 games for us now. Can't imagine, say, Unai Emery first game. The mentality don't did there. You know, they very easy. That's the simple truth. So honestly, the plan be say, like I keep on talking about the last podcast, I know they expect Unai Emery to win league. What do they expect for him for his first season now, Pata Europa League? And also, just used to give us a small level for the league, Champions League qualification. And the two things where we say we go ice on Emery. On Emery to win league now, too big. And also, in the face City aspect, because you talk, I'm saying, team, they get better. So, on a mentality, 22 years, we manager don't stay the club. So, one manager not go use one game, change everything. And so that's the simple truth. But also another issue we see that Arsenal's got a mentality issue. And this player has not been very comfortable to Arsene Wenger. And say him, then going to forgive them no matter what thing happen. So they can comfortably play rubbish. So we didn't see that Wenger mentality for inside the team, especially for the first half. So I think Unai need to come, change the mentality of these players. Tell them, say, Baba, if you know play well, you go sit down for bench. Because you get players who say, no supposed to play at all. I don't know why Peter Cech the play for us now. Don't he make some saves? We say, goalkeeper supposed to save. But you notice, say, Unai Emery want to play from back. And Cech no be that player. Check though they play, man. Granny Shaka, I don't know what they do there. Ozil, man. Ozil, what thing they happen? You retire from international football. No, the Arsenal you get. Now, wow, Ozil, you fuck up yesterday. Oh, Mkhitaryan, what thing they happen? See, these players, bench them the next game. They know, say, we take very, very serious. Time, no, they will they play against Chelsea next week. Most waiting will happen. Hopefully, we'll go do very, very well. Are they very comfortable? Very happy, say, we'll go do well this season. That's just first game. We'll still get like 37 games more to go. My name is Nabuchi, if you call me. That's the Laba Laba Master, man. That's the Up Gunners podcast with Tony Doe.
Up Gunners.
If you catch Buchi and the rest of Femi and the gang on Talk Cool FM, Mazobia FM and Nigeria Info daily as they break sports down with ease. Follow Buchi on top Twitter at Buchi_Smallzy. Now, make we hear from two fans, Faithfulness Albert and Michael Unyegide, on their expectations for Arsenal this season.
Hello, good day everyone. So, how I take see Arsenal perform this season? I see Arsenal doing excellently well this season. No jokes with the new coach, the new energy, the new vibe where they don't get now. I believe say they go do really, really well. And I believe say the new addition where they don't bring, like Lucas Torreira and Matthew, and even the linking of Aubameyang now and Lacazette, having Ozil back to the team, I believe say that it go really, really, really make sense this year. I also believe say that our defense not too day strong. I don't know if they go still get one more center back, but I believe say our defense not too day strong. And I believe say this season, make them use that maintenance nice guy very well, because the way they look him, they go see they change him, use them for different position. Make they use them in the exact position. I also believe say this season, make we try get another left back. Monreal don't they get old, and Kolasinac they out for 10 weeks. So if they know say that Maitland-Niles no fit play that left back consistently, make they get better left back for this coming season. I still they see Arsenal go far this season though. But it just be say at the beginning of the season, if you not perform well, morale go die. As you know, say we're in Europa League, so we must perform and we must perform well. So I believe say that this coming season for Arsenal, they go do well. They go put in good effort. And if these big players where we get now come together and they show say They no be small boys. Oh, they tell Chelsea say, we are here to stay. Oh, no be the one way after we do initial gra-gra, we can't go carry 6 to carry 7 to no be like that. Oh, but I see Arsenal this season doing really, really well. So all the way Gunners. Oh, Arsenal Gunners all the way. Sha. But I think say this is a good idea for the podcast. I really dey interested. Oh, I don't mind joining your team. I beg. Thank you. God bless.
My name is Michael Onegide, and my Twitter handle now at Michael Onegide. I've been a strong Arsenal supporter now for the past 13 to 15 years. Now, I don't follow Arsenal, I don't follow them passionately. Now, I would like squeezing my thought and my expectation for Arsenal this season inside 2 minutes. I will just try rush them. And my major expectation where I get for Arsenal this season, I make Arsenal enter at least Champions League position. Champions League, that's the least expectation where I get for Arsenal this season. That is top 4. Now, we feel do them in 2 ways. By say we win UEFA Cup, or by say we do them through the league. None of them they very easy. 2 of them they very, very difficult. But at least we go fit with the quality of players we get now. Fight for Champions League positions. Now, we fit not get that quality to take pursue Man City, because Man City don't invest almost £400 million for that team we didn't get. And we still, they try at least, they get players here and there, although we don't get some kind of quality players like Leno and Torreira and Guendouzi. I think this manager will take time. This manager has at least 3 or 4 years for Arsenal. So for him to just come Arsenal, change them overnight would be very difficult. Even Guardiola, when in Man City, he not win the league immediately. In first, at least use that first year, get ground. Same thing with Jurgen Klopp. When he enters Premier League, you know, just enter Premier League, just begin scatter everywhere. In first, use that first year, get ground. I think we're supposed to give this manager, supposed to give Unai Emery time. Make him at least use his first year, get ground. Know how things they go. And through the FA Cup, the man don't win with Sevilla like 3 times. So I'd expect, say, him to get the experience at least for him to use, help us, as in get players, we say, we fit use, win the UEFA Cup. Now, I know, say, all this is very, very difficult for now, but at least we can just rest my matter for now, pending when I go fit, follow, and I'll talk again. Thank you.
Up, Gunners! Gunners for now!
Up next, Arsenal go head up to Stamford Bridge to face Chelsea on Saturday, August 18, kickoff na 5:30 p.m. UK time. According to statistics at the point of this recording, Arsenal get only 21% chance of winning that match, with 24% of getting a draw. What do you think? If you be Niger-born Arsenal fan, you feel contribute to the movement as we do on top Facebook and Twitter. Send us short video or audio clip reaction to the match them, and you feel feature for we subsequent programs. Time don't reach for me to waka. My name, Natoni Do. Up, Gunners!